This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The familiar Good Day theme, which will encourage you to think about your day. It may be that your day is ahead of you, maybe your day is behind you, but we know that today is a day. How about that for profundity, right?
It's
today is a day. Yes,
sure
it is.
No fake news
here. One of those
here.
Days. Jennifer Horn, not yet anyway. We're just getting started. Jennifer Horn is here along with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with some good news about this. Is it true that a diamond is a girl's best friend? Who would better know that than two ladies who have diamonds on, right?
If there is a big diamond around, we love to befriend it.
Yeah, really. For what reason, no one knows. However, here's a diamond company that has its hands on a jewel that is more rare than rare. I don't know how you do more rare than rare, but this is more rare than rare. A large hollow diamond inside the this big hollow diamond is another diamond. The diamond has been dubbed the beating heart. There's enough room inside the cavity of this diamond to allow the smaller diamond to tumble around.
Ooh.
Wow. This has only happened once before. And the company says it's going to leave it uncut and unpolished to promote the natural splendor of the gemology.
Now we know what J-Lo's ring's going to look like with her next husband.
Cute. Uh-huh. The fellow that owns this international company, has said, we examined for a long time trying to understand the nature of rough diamonds. And then we named it after we watched it for a while, the beating heart. What do you do when you watch? You just sit there and look? You glare at a diamond? What is it you're going to watch?
Well, watch it's sparkling, what? Probably, yeah. Right? I mean, a lot
do
of
they?
People, I don't
are,
know. Well, they're unpolished,
like the
maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
But a lot of people look at gems. You know, they sit there and they look at their splendor. Look at how many people right. have geodes and stuff in their house.
What's a geode?
They're so pretty.
Oh, I love a geode.
The rocks that have crystals inside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like crystals. They have crystals all over the place. Crystals
yeah.
in my studio, crystals in my bedroom, crystals downstairs. Yeah, crystals are good energy. So what's the difference between a crystal and a diamond, or is a diamond a form of a crystal?
Thousands and thousands of dollars. That's the difference.
Maybe that's true. Yes, okay. All right, Jennifer Horn in California. The story of a California man found guilty of murdering three teenage boys after he was accused of ramming into their vehicle with his car after they went around the neighborhood ringing doorbells.
Hmm.
Yeah, you saw this one? Riverside County judge convicted this fellow. Three counts of first-degree murder, three counts of attempted murder. The murder of these young men was a horrendous, senseless tragedy, said the DA.
I was with him this weekend, by the way, Mike Kestrin.
Yeah, okay, what do you have to say about this? You talk about this thing?
I was doing a big event in the Inland Empire this weekend for...
Yeah.
We had a law enforcement panel with the Riverside Sheriff, Chad Bianco, and the DA, Mike Kestrin, and the former L.A. County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva. And one of the problems unique to California, I think, or maybe not unique to California, is that because COVID was such a deal for California, they shut down the courts for a really long time. So a lot of the courts are backed up. They don't have enough judges. And some of the cases that they have are now reaching the statute of limitations, which means that there are a lot of criminals who are just going to walk because
away.
They can't get a judge to take the case. So that's one of the problems going on in California. The other is that there's such an effort to empty out the prisons. And we've talked about this before. There was a need for jail reform or prison reform
big
in
time.
Our country.
Yep.
I'm not trying to take away from that. because I believe that that is true. But in an effort to achieve that, we now have a whole group of people who sit on the far left in this country who just want to throw the baby out with the bathwater and think that no one should be in prison because criminals are criminals because of a systemically racist country. And so they don't want to... They don't want to put in jail the people who ram their cars into people for long amounts of time. And so there's all kinds of bills being thrown around, including from the governor, who wants to be president, that empty out the prisons. They want to take it pretty much every crime and make it a nonviolent crime so that they can let people out of jail for whatever reason under former statutes that have been passed through, including murderers who they want only to sit, no matter who or the circumstances, for 20 years in prison. So if you're a family who has someone just stolen from them and murdered, think about that. The maximum.
No justice.
20
no
years?
Justice.
Come on.
That's awful, yeah.
Put them in jail, throw away the key. So that's another lightweight Republican, not Republican, but California story, not a lightweight. I'm going into my Republican mode because we have posted on our social media, Jennifer, at Facebook and Instagram, on the those platforms, that Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter has us on Good Day On Air. The question put forth, I'm not sure exactly how you worded this, Jay, but my question is, why do Republican voters stay so loyal to Donald Trump? Jennifer will make
question.
It simplification. No, it isn't a dumb question.
It really is.
I don't think it is at all.
Well, I mean, yeah. for where I sit,
yeah.
It's because he was the best president of my lifetime. Number one.
You're
number
short
two,
life.
Well, look, you can say no. I'm telling you what I believe.
No,
so if you're
ahead.
Asking
yeah,
what
yeah.
people believe, you can't discount them. I think he got the most done. I think people saw that. They may not like what he said, but now they realize that everything he said, that people coming after him at every turn is true. So if you want to have a better question, the better question would be, did the DA's charges in New York against Donald Trump make you want him to be president again? Because I think there were people in the Republican Party who were willing to look at other
choices. All right, let's take that out of the equation.
And now, I think everybody is on board. But you can't, because they
put
it
isn't
in the
on board. No, everybody is not on board because of the E. Jean Carroll thing. A lot of Republican women are saying, what's the story here? Do we want to elect a rapist as our president? And yeah, there's a lot of
they
stuff that's been thrown against
Bill
Trump.
Clinton?
Well, he wasn't a rapist then. Oh, yes, he was.
Oh, yes, he was.
Well, was he a rapist? But does that make it right?
Everything.
When you throw back the... Okay, so Clinton, who was actually, even though he was a lech and a scum bucket when it came to that stuff, he was a good president. So maybe I should rethink my thinking, because I don't like Trump's attitude, but I do like a lot of the things that he's done. So I don't want him to be president. I didn't vote for Clinton, so this is not like I'm saying, oh, yeah, I voted for this guy. I don't vote for any of these people because I don't like them. And so there is a sign or no sign. I should say there's probably no sign. I was going to say there's a sign, but the sign is that there's no sign of easing primary voters. Republicans who vote in primaries show no signs of easing their support for the president. As I look at three or four of the polls that have been, again, people, we have a whole thing about polling in our country. There's four people that are up on this thing, on this poll, and there's not enough energy in the anti-Trumpers to keep him from being number one on the poll at this moment.
It's because a lot of the anti-Trumpers, after all of this stuff has come around, they've actually joined with him. So the people who may have been turned off by the tweets and the attitude have now come back with him. And I'll tell you, it is hard for anyone else to make money, to qualify for the debates in the Republican Party. And it's actually even a more fair process because Democrats don't have debates because they don't want Joe Biden to have to utter a word. And for the record, you should want to have a rock be president before Joe Biden again. He has taken this country in a very dangerous direction.
So
but
we have some
that being said, you're sucking all the energy out of the room, and you've got Republican candidates who have to have a certain amount of money from a certain number of donors that aren't able to get it because everybody's now saying, you know what, it probably will be Trump, and they're sending their money in his direction.
All right. So here's the conundrum here. Looking at all of the stuff, and you're right, there has been, it's just too much. There's too much now. It's piling on. It's pretty obvious what's going on the left side of the road when it comes to Trump. And so we talk about Biden. and whether or not he ought to be president again. I don't think he should be. I don't think he should have been president in the first place. He was great. Vice President Obama, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so on Saturday night, was it the correspondence dinner or the, what was the other?
Correspondence dinner.
All right, here's some of the finer moments from President Biden. Oh, I thought we were ready. James,
that's hysterical, and it was crickets.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Here's his best line. Yeah. Silence.
Right. It fits a bit. Yeah, it fits pretty well. All right, well, maybe we haven't got the audio. I thought we did. At any rate, the Biden, I saw some of this, and, you know, some of the jokes were funny. Some of them were not funny. He does seem uncomfortable. He does seem ill at ease. He doesn't seem natural anymore. He doesn't seem to be at his best by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I'm just worried about the fact that he's a crook and he sold us out to China, and that the people around him who are helping him navigate because age has taken its toll on Biden are also crooks. You've had in the last week Antony Blinken, our Secretary of State, and Jake Sullivan, our National Security Advisor, all implicated in the fact that they were trying to bury the Hunter Biden story, that they were involved in advising Hunter Biden in all of this with China. So that makes me ask, if the Secretary of State is compromised, how in the world is he going to be our best representative against China? And they are our greatest threat. So if I'm a Democrat saying you don't like Trump, that's fine. What about Robert Kennedy? Why not look at him?
Yay!
We have to, like, put our thumb on the scale of everything and try to ace him out. Like, there has to be someone that can do better, that is cleaner than the Bidens at this point. It doesn't have to be Trump, but it's got to be somebody.
So then the Bidens will go back to do the na-na-na-na thing again. Well, Trump does all of this stuff all over the world. He's a crook, too. That does, what is it, two wrongs make a right now? No,
every time they call Trump a convict of some kind, a criminal, a crook, they can never come up with the evidence. The evidence is here with Biden, and nobody wants to read it.
Well, because the news media is certainly, what's the word I'm looking for? Compromised, let's put it that way. And so you have to figure this stuff out on your own. And unfortunately, a lot of the things that people use to figure things out is because they're watching something or reading something that plays to the base. And that doesn't give you anything, you know, it doesn't give you any real information. It's 18 after the hour.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robb.
Hi. This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's now 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Question at gooddayshow.com on our, this is the Facebook page I'm looking at. Why do you think so many people give their attention to Donald Trump? Let's see here. Greg says because he gets clicks. But the real story is that the secure border term Biden, Secretary Mayorkas used, allowed a deported Mexican into the country where he massacred several people in Texas. That was this weekend, too, wasn't it? Wasn't there a big massacre in Texas this weekend?
Yep.
There are so many examples, by the way. Greg brings up one of them that's more recent. But we all know that this is an Achilles heel for Biden, but for Democrats in general, if we have to make this political, who seem to have no common sense, or maybe it's I'm being kind, maybe it's all about elections and getting voters in here and having, you know, there are some people who are properly motivated. I've talked to people who say, well, we're the richest country in the world, we should help these people out because they have nothing. There's an argument to be made there, but at what expense?
Organized. Don't just let people walk into the country.
Yeah,
you have to have,
right.
Let's have a
system. Thank you. Kerry says, if you say it long enough and louder than any other noise, enough folks will believe it regardless of whether it's true or not. That's true. No matter. That's right. It's like I say this advisedly, like advertising. You know, it's repetition. What do they say, Jennifer, in the business? Frequency and repetition. So frequency run a spot a lot and people will hear it and say, oh, yeah, that must be true.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why advertising works. Jeff Talton says people love to polarize Trump. Is that it? Polarizing? He's polarizing. He is polarizing.
Yeah.
That he is.
Polarize things in general.
Yeah.
Well, looking at how even with a lot of news articles where he is part of the subject line, but he's really has minimal to do with the article, with the topic of the article itself. Or they're talking about somebody and that person's identifier is whether they support or oppose Trump. And again, he has absolutely nothing to do with the main story.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a crime, right? And it's always a pro-Trump or an anti-Trump.
Right, the guy who commits a crime. Yeah, right. It's ridiculous. It's silly. There have been some comments over the weekend that have followed our what we do on Fridays and over the weekend, Talk Radio Countdown Show. The ladies are with me for an hour with the Talk Radio Review. And so we have asked, as I think we do often, what is the major distraction when you look at this list from Talkers Magazine? And then you think to yourself, okay, what about this? Do I have a story that's better than anything there, or are they out of line? Like, oftentimes when I look at this list, I think, okay, well, what's the most important thing on here? And I think for me, the number one thing is the debt ceiling, the debt, you know, and when we went through these a little while ago, Jennifer, before you got here, and I said, Tucker, exiting Fox, not likely to be number one, or maybe not even on the list next week, because it is, it's one of those things that comes and goes quickly. So anyway, Andy Brinkley says, the top distraction this past week, what about inflation, cost of living? It's killing my wages. And I think that's what most Americans, that's what, you know, go back to Bill Clinton, or what's his face that crafted his campaign. What's that guy's name? I can see him. Remember? Married to the Republican. He's the Democrat, and she was a Republican's wife.
Yeah, it's driving me nuts.
What is that? No, I can't remember. Jim Carville. Carville.
Right. I was like, Crow Cough.
Right. Carville said, it's the economy, stupid.
Yep.
And he forevermore has crystallized what it really is. It is
and
the
look
economy.
Look at how successful it was when Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich worked together, Republicans and Democrats on the same page. Last time, you know?
Here's Yvonne who says this. People are so funny. I enjoy listening to Doug's morning program to get the liberal opinions without the far left crazy. Thank you, Doug, for not being too far left. Doug is about as left as my big toenail on my right foot. It's just amazing.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The President and Vice President will deliver remarks during National Small Business Week in the Rose Garden this afternoon. Later on in the day, the President and the First Lady will welcome Ferdinand Marcos Jr., President of the Republic of the Philippines, and his wife. Americans are shocked at a family being executed Friday night in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston. It's being reported the family asked the man to shoot his gun further away from their home so their children could sleep. That's when he allegedly went to the home and started shooting. The suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, is an illegal immigrant that has been deported 5 times. He remains at large this morning. Republican Representative Myra Flores on Fox News.
Our Border Patrol agents, they're afraid. They're scared.
The Voyager 2 space probe, first launched in 1977, is now expected to keep probing through 2026 and is currently 12.3 billion miles away from Earth. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
About 34 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Amazing! It's one of the words. What else, ladies? Jen Horn is here. Jay Kirshner. What do we use for
magnificent and lightning?
Adverbs. Magnificent and lightning.
Nice.
Okay, Jennifer, your turn.
Okay. thought-provoking. fabulous.
What the heck's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me?
What's the matter with you? What is the matter with you?
If you have an hour, I could fill that.
That's it? Really.
Have a seat.
I think I've been your therapist. You know what? Over the years, you and I have acted as great therapists for one another. Mm-hmm. Realize that? I've helped you through so many problems in your life, it's almost uncountable.
It's uncountable.
Uncountable it is. Yes, it is. All right, so I'm getting... this is an interesting combination of comments here that I wanted to go back to, because it's not just in social media time, because when we're talking about things that matter, the trending stuff is kind of, it filters and then goes through the sieve. And so somebody just sent me a note about Balance 7 and whether they could give it to their children. Now, I would say, I don't know the answer to that. Jennifer, you probably do. I would think hopefully the children wouldn't have upset stomachs and alkaline and acidity problems when they're young. But I do know that children like to have things that taste good. And I was, the one thing about Balance 7 is it doesn't taste quite that good.
Only if your body's out of line. It tastes like nothing if your body's actually lined up. So it all depends.
Really? That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. My body must be really out of line.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that it has gotten better for me because the more I take it, the more it's like the taste is nothing. It's just like water. But I always say check with your doctor because I'm not one. But I do know that everything.
I play one on the radio from time to time.
You check with your doctor if it's okay for your kid. But I do know that everything inside of Balance 7 is all natural. There's no caffeine, no sugar.
Right. No.
None of that stuff.
Well, it's for people who drink too much coffee, like you.
I know.
In fact, or drink too much alcohol. I don't know if anybody here has that problem, but making your body acidic is what happens after you drink a lot of coffee. So what we're talking about, Balance 7, is something that is very good for all. So I just mentioned that because it was a good question from somebody. You're interested in Balance 7 and sort of modifying the acidic nature of your stomach. Remember what Dr. Jack Caldwell, where'd that come from?
Stockwell.
Stockwell. Isn't Caldwell in Catchers in the Rye? Why do I remember that? And Taylor Caldwell. Yes. Right?
Wow, very
from
good.
College. How about that for a memory? Anyway, it has nothing to do with anything except my memory. Balance 7, just for the heck of it, I send it your way, 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and you get $15 off your order. You can mention Jen's name, too. You get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping. You have nothing to lose because you have a money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Thank you, sir, for your question. That was a good one. Speaking of children, here's the story of a 12-year-old who's been praised for helping save his mother's life after she had a stroke, and she was doing the dishes.
Wow.
48-year-old woman.
Young.
The 12-year-old son. This youngster was awarded the Methodist Medical Center's Community Health Hero Award following his ability to recognize the symptoms of his mother's stroke and saved her life. This happened a couple of months ago, and he was recognized over the weekend by this organization. She said that her symptoms began when she experienced trouble moving her right side and her face drooped. Yep, that's the first sign. Her son asked her what was wrong. She didn't respond. He used the phone to call his grandmother and 911. And so he said he was folding laundry. My mother fell when she was trying to put up a dish. She went to her knees. And he was scared, as you can imagine, right? Nervous for a 12-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that is
amazing.
What a hero to be able to do something like that. But it also goes to show that when you have children that you may think might be even too young to really help, like a 12-year-old or even a 10-year-old, still teach them about a lot of this.
Yeah.
Take them to classes for, what is it, CPR and the Heimlich maneuver. And with this, the stroke, the acronym FAST, look for facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulties, and act fast. Like the time is everything. Timing
is
better. To call someone for help than not. You know, it's funny you brought this story up, and not haha, but ironic. My co-host who lives in Dallas was friends.
Jennifer also does KRLA's morning program in Los Angeles. The Answer, yes, Gal. Your co-host is
on my morning show in LA. Yes,
Don DeLucian. What's his name?
Don Grant Stinchfield.
Oh, excuse me. Right.
Don Dix has passed away, but thanks for that.
Sorry.
Very bad.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Great guy. Now, anyway, so Grant tells me the story about this friend of his just a couple months ago. Same kind of thing, where this woman, young woman in great shape, walks outside, and it's all captured on the Ring doorbell, by the way, because you know everybody's got those cameras.
Yeah, cameras.
She walks outside for something like the mail or something and just falls and has a stroke. And she can't get up. And her kid is only like 4 or 5 years old. Tiny, tiny kid. And that kid called 911, picked it up, called 911. And she can hear him on the phone say, on the Ring doorbell now that she's been able to watch back, saying that my mommy fell down. My mommy can't talk to me. Please come. My mom, you know, they right. were there. They saved her. And she's had a full recovery for the most part. And
good.
She got to see all of that on the Ring doorbell and hear her little boy do heroic things. It's crazy. Even the fire department, I think, in whatever town they live in Texas, honored this little kid for being so smart.
What a sweetness. There's a sweetness in the air when you hear stories like that. All right, back to some of the more mundane things that are affecting us. And I use social media, again, as sort of a parameter for some of the discussions, and because there are so many more comments now, I spend a little bit more time other than just the 23, we call it the 23 segment, 20. When I say it's 23 past the hour, often, most of the time, if not all the time, we get into social media things that are trending, and people's response to things. So we asked the question about attention being paid to Donald Trump, and here's a fellow named John whose response was, when I read some of these Facebook comments about why people are getting into the Trump zone. He goes on to talk about Trump. I mean, it's a typical, and I don't want to marginalize some of the other comments that he made, but the fact that when people, one of the comments came in about military weapons and murders, and, you know, does that happen because of political leadership? He referred to some of the comments as vapid stupidity, blaming it on Obama and Hillary. Now, this person is obviously from the left. And the reason that I'm actually going here is because am I oversensitive to this, Jay and Jen, when somebody says Doug is to the left, both of you know me, and people have been listening for a long time. How do you get that out of what I say? Just because I'm not a pro-Trumper, am I...
Do you want truth, or do you want the nice answer?
No, I want you... Why do we have to have a nice answer?
Well, because I know you, and I know you think, and I think that you aren't on the right or the left. I think that you are an anarchist, mostly, and that you don't like the people that are in the government.
Thank you.
So that's true, but...
That's a badge of the courage, yes.
I'm not here all that often, but when I am here, a lot of the things that you say do sound very liberal.
Well, because I'm not pro-Trump.
No, I'm not.
If I were a liberal, I'd be a Biden fan, and I'm more critical of Biden than I am of Trump.
I've heard a lot of Biden's a good guy, Biden's kind of stuff.
Biden doesn't come across as stridently, maybe in public, as Trump does. Okay.
I mean,
Trump's a crook. They're all crooks.
Now you're playing the game. You're saying he's a crook.
You said before that when I said something about Biden, you said, well, Trump. When I said something about Trump, you said something about Biden. So it's the counter thing, and we're both canceling each other out that way,
but,
and we ought not to be, because we both kind of
operate in facts, right? So name me a crime that Donald Trump has been convicted of or committed, and give me the evidence, and let's go. Because right now we get a lot of conjecture, right? We get a lot of accusations. I can tell you that there is a lot of evidence that is thrown up and available that I could go through and show you that indicates that the Biden family made money from our top adversary on the planet. Now, I can't tell you that that's impacted the way that Biden has governed, but I would tell you that that is considered to be treason
behavior. With regard to that, we went down, and Fauci's all over the place with some interview he did with the New York Times. So I'm going to tell you that the attitude that those people have had toward the virus has been nothing short of criminal, whether it's the Bidens, whether it's the people that are in power, whether it's Fauci. The obvious, it is so obvious where that started, where it came from, why it was distributed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That is criminal in and of itself. Now, why didn't Trump do more about it? Why didn't somebody else do more about it? Why do we continue to, as an American, as people buying things, why do we support the Chinese government with the things that are in the Dollar General store or the Tractor Supply store or the Walmart store? Because it's cheap, you buy it. It's anti-American to buy stuff from China. That's the way I look at
it. And one thing that I think a lot of people will say is that we need to do a better job here at home making things that are affordable and good made in America products. But you actually have a lot in common with Trump, because when Trump came out early on and said, this is the China virus, this virus came from China, people jumped all over him. They called him a racist. They called him a xenophobe. They discounted him. The same thing happened to you for simply calling it that. You lost business on your radio program because you were calling it that. So in some ways, you might understand the plight of Donald Trump, because he said something, you've said something, and you both had to pay the cost. Now, you know, did they discount him, and did that prohibit him from doing more when that virus came out? Probably, because popular opinion believed the mainstream media that this was from a wet lab.
Look at the
market.
Here's a better thing. Go to... I think it's in the Wall Street Journal or Business Insider where I saw this. I just cut it out and I brought it into the studio. Inflation numbers, because this is where it hits us right at home. The pocketbook is where all of this other stuff is nonsense. This is the real McCoy. So when Biden took office in January of 2021, the inflation rate was 1.4%. Fast forward to April. The numbers are not as high as they were. At one point in time, inflation last year was 8.5%. It's down now to 6.8%, but it still is not where it wants to be or needs to be. So is this because of all of the spending? Was it because Biden spent so much money during COVID? Was so much money spent during Trump's era? You can look at the numbers and you try to figure out what the significance is, and maybe it doesn't make any difference. But the fact is, and this is one of the facts that's indisputable, the war in Ukraine and the COVID stuff and the money that we've put into Ukraine, the money we gave to businesses to stay alive, that has affected us. And so we're going to point our finger at somebody and probably change things the next time around because of that reality. 48 past the hour.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
T3 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The reality of what's going on in your home, with your home. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program is normally here, but last couple of weeks, last week he couldn't speak. His mother has been in a bad way, so when he's not here, I always find more farm, food, and family information. I'm especially focused today on springtime problems, and the problems are built around ticks and mice and ants, all of which I have plenty of in my house right now.
All of which want to come inside.
Yeah, we got to get away from the rain and stuff. So here's the first item for tick bites. If you have any strange reactions to food products that you haven't normally had, it could be because you're developing an allergy to a certain type of a sugar, and the creature most likely to be to blame is a Lone Star tick. There are four or five different types of ticks, wood ticks, deer ticks, these creatures that we're talking about now. Mm-hmm. And because these things can be you wonder why it is this stuff. I ask God all the time why it is that these things are created, because they don't seem to have any really good reason for being. So anyway, these ticks are present in most areas of our country. They are less common up north, but they are around, and not a lot of them out west. But cows and deer, lamb is a real problem. When you see, this is the season, May is the season when lambs are sheared, or shorn, some people use that term, they cut the wool off of them. And it's amazing to see when you take that wool off how many ticks there are on the skin of the lamb. I mean, most of them get cut in half by the device that cuts the hair. Mm-hmm. But still, seeing them, and then they have to do something to get all the ticks what's left of them out of the wool. So that's a problem as well. But I use that as an example of how prominent they are. So this sugar that's in this kind of a tick, it's called alpha-gal. It's something that leaches into pork and beef and lamb and venison because those animals get these bites. And so if you eat this stuff, you could develop diarrhea, a rash. You could have shortness of breath, low blood pressure, swelling of the lips, your throat, your tongue. Good God.
Yeah, and it's not just one of those things of all of a sudden you feel like you have a food intolerance to something you used to be able to consume. This is a full-blown allergic reaction that can send you to the hospital.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, ants, I had the mouse trap out and got a mouse. I went downstairs, and then I found some ants crawling around, and yeah, I guess welcome to the good weather. Now, the counter that to that is something that I would like to talk about here and perhaps on the regular Good Day program as well. The United States government is trying to limit the ability of you and perhaps your business or the government to control rats. The Environmental Protection Agency, listen to this, is seeking to drastically curtail how we manage rodent population. It's part of a broader effort to consider any adverse effects on wildlife and habitats. So, reading between the lines here, if you use pesticides, you could become a criminal because under some revised new information from the EPA, rats are going to join the endangered species list.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. But didn't we just talk about a story of somebody was hired to be the rat czar in New York?
Like
their primary job.
So the federal government is going after the state and the city because they don't. The feds, the EPAers, don't like the way they're getting rid of the rats. It's cruel and abusive to get rid of rats, according to the EPA under this administration. So if for no other reason you want to vote against who's there now, and this is, by the way, a big problem on America's farms. That's why it comes up in the Food, Farm, and Family Department, because we're taking into account the lessons of the plague. Remember the bubonic plague? There are at least a dozen plagues over the written history of mankind that have been caused by rats. And the rodent control methods that we need to have to keep restaurants and schools and assisted living facilities and subways and parks free of rats, these morons are up to it again. I've got to talk more about this in the next hour. This is outrageous. Hard to believe, but yet true. All right, speaking of the truth, truth is we're out of time. It's 59 past the hour.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.